Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at Bet Online continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest odds, news, and sports, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet Online, where the game starts. Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast, and we are live at Exotica 2022 Miami with the sexy, lovely Miss Veronica Rodriguez. I am so excited for you to be here with me. I just watched her perform. I hosted a twerk contest. We're back here at the booth. I'm so excited to talk to you and catch up with you. Tell me about your performance. That's your first live performance.
So it's my first singing live performance. I was super nervous. It took me 2 weeks to get ready, like choreography, because we didn't want to lip sync, and I didn't think I was ready for that, but I did it, and I prepared hard for it.
You work hard. I feel like sometimes I think it's natural to get nervous because you love your craft. You're doing a new, venture. You're doing music now, and it seems like it's a passion of yours, but it comes out because it's such a passion of yours. So I'm excited to see you in a new light because I feel like a lot of people don't get to see us as true artists sometimes in things that in other ways than just, obviously, we did porn. We're good at that. But now it's the next chapter. You're in the next chapter of your life, which music is what it is. Tell us about how you kind of got into that field of music. Was it something you always wanted to do?
It was something, an opportunity that got offered to me. And obviously, I knew a lot of artists. And I will go to the studio with them, and I'll be like, if they can do this, I can do this. I'm a girl. And I never had a voice to sing. I had to take singing lessons. It took me 3 years to find my voice, to find myself in music. It's not that easy like people think. It's a lot of practice, a lot of money to invest. I never thought I was gonna sing, to be honest. I thought I was gonna keep being a porn star. You know me, I was all about it. I was one of the tops. I kind of missed the industry. I missed the craziness about it, the sex, the adrenaline. And most likely I missed that I can't be myself anymore. Like, as a porn star, I could be sexy, crazy, outgoing. Now it has so many limits. It's a whole different industry. It has so many rules. I gotta act a set of way. And it's hard for me. The past year has been a transition where I got to learn how to choreography, how to breathe, how to talk on a mic, how to perform on stage. And it's a lot of practice and time consuming.
Practice makes perfect. Yeah. Well, I think for your first performance, you did an amazing job. Your outfit, your performer, your dancers. Like, I wasn't expecting all of that, but I loved every minute of it. So congratulations on everything you have. You just had a new song come out. What was that? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so I met Lil Pump last year because he lived here in Miami, and I was retired. I needed an agency for OnlyFans that could run my OnlyFans. And I met him. He offered me a contract to sign for him for his OnlyFans agency. And I'm like, if you do a feature for me, if you do a song with me. And we did that. I signed a contract with him for a year, and he did a feature for me, and there is our song, Mala. Right now, we're kind of like in a relationship. We're dating, seeing each other. He really helped me with the song, believing in me, giving me a chance, because a lot of artists didn't want to take me serious. A lot of people don't want to work with me because of my past work.
Do you find that happens a lot, where it's like, where maybe your label reaches out and they say that because of your past?
Right, I get judged a lot. It's been hard, my transition, because of it. It's hard to find people in the music industry that want to work with me. Punk gave me the opportunity, and I took it, and I appreciate that. And we're coming strong with the second song, and that's not gonna stop me. My past and who I was not gonna stop me. I see it like that's just who I am and what I come from, and I'm gonna keep going.
You're a hungry, independent, beautiful queen, and you deserve everything that your heart desires. So whatever that is, I know that you're gonna take it and you're gonna excel in it, because the one thing I've loved about you from the beginning of just knowing you is you just got it. There's an it factor in people and performers that you either have it or you don't. And from the beginning, you just, I've always, given your few flowers from the beginning of me having your booth to just how you operated, I think is really unique that not a lot of people have. So
I love entertainment. I love entertaining people. I love putting on a show, and I'm very persistent. When I get something in my head, I get it done and I do it. Until it's not done, I keep going.
Good. Gotta keep going.
And so Mami, thank you for having me in your podcast.
Of course.
In your booth. After 4 years seeing you in person, you were one of the girls in the business that I always respected and look up to. So it's awesome to see you again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're a legend.
And
sometimes your words encourage me. I be looking at your Instagram, at your podcast, and you're just an amazing woman to look up to.
I appreciate that. I think it's the same thing. It's like, obviously, I don't do music, but I like to perform. We do it. We have our own artist things. And for me, my avenue was the podcast. And, it was, some people didn't want to come on the interviews as well, too, because of what it was. And, it takes a situation where you just keep on going. Right. I don't like the word no. I'm sure you don't either. And my podcast is in season 3, and we're successful as ever. And we're going to keep on going to the top. So I love having successful women, being a part of a community and uplifting each other with the words, the encouragement, you just showing up. I know that this isn't something that you typically are doing anymore as far as like appearances, because you are in music. So I appreciate you took the time to come and sit with us and perform for us here.
Thank you, Mami, for having me.
Hey. So you said that you're in a relationship. You're off the market. Nobody can come and slide into your DMs.
It took me months to take Pom serious, because everybody knows he's crazy. He's wild. But sometimes
crazy can work if you can deal with it,
Yeah, he's a womanizer, he's a player. And I'm a boss bitch, and it's been hard for me to keep him in lane because he's crazy. But, he's growing up. Even though we're different as ages, because, I'm 30, he's 21. He acts way older. And just the fact that he helps me with music, he's there, he can help me teach, he takes me on studio with him, he can teach me things that I need for this industry. He takes me to all his shows on tour around the world, show me his performances, show me how I gotta get it done. And I appreciate that from him, We connect, we smoke a lot of weed.
It's amazing to have a partner that you're on the same page, the same, kind of things where you have similarities and stuff like that. And I'm sure that he could be a good teacher for you and being an artist. And, he's very successful in doing all those things. So.
Yeah, I didn't think we've been dating for a year. I didn't think we'd last. it's hard to date an artist.
So have you changed his womanizing ways?
I have. I bring him other girls because he's in that age that he wants to, go.
Fuck everything.
Yeah. And I understand him. He's an artist. He's Lil Pom, but I taught him about respect. I taught him about how to treat a woman right. We have fun together. I don't take that away from him as long as we're together,
I like that. So you don't mind sharing?
No, I'm all about it. I'm crazy. I love all the girls. Just as long as we're on the same page and he's not doing it behind my back, not doing it behind his back. It's hard to date an artist because he's always on tour.
Yeah.
Right now, we're kind of distant because I'm here working, performing. He has to be in the other side of the world performing. We stay in touch. Communication is the key.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder. FaceTime helps, too.
Right.
So what's next for you? You just had the Mala come out. Are you having a whole album? Do you know what's happening with all of that yet? Or are you just doing singles right now?
Yeah, so we have a structure, the label. The label that I'm with is very strict. I have a lot of rules from where I have to post on Instagram some type of way. I'm not allowed to post. They take down my posts. They're very strict with my image now and how I portray myself. Right now we're working on singles for the next year. 2 weeks we have a music video, my second one. I'm alone. I have no feature. It's called Putería Time, and it's all about who I am, how wild I am, my past, who I was. It's about putería, how I went hard on porn, on my scenes. I'm excited because I can talk all the trash I want on my songs. It's a different way of expressing myself. Yeah. Like, right now I'm not having sex on camera, but I'm saying all these words, and it's literally the same thing.
Good for you. So are you writing your own songs? Or do you help with the process?
I help with the process. The label is so strict, they have a writer for me. But yeah, I'm learning. Everything is it's a process to learn. It's a lot to learn, mommy.
For sure. I think that, you know, with anything that you're going into, especially the first time and not knowing, I think that taking the steps from learning of it is more beneficial because you really learn it for you and not someone just doing it. You know what I mean? Where right. It's like you're part of every process.
Right. They expect
and
me,
you have a story to tell.
They expect me to come in the studio and improvise and just throw shit on the mic. And for me, it's hard with the language, too, because they want me to do all kinds of music, English, Spanish, trap, all these things. They got me recording Monday to Friday.
So are you only recording Spanish on your
so
songs,
or are you doing both? They want me to be different. They want me to do a Spanglish, like Spanish and English in all of my songs, since no artist is doing that. So that's what they want me to stick to.
Nice. So if you can ask, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
So, you know, I'm going hard in this. I'm putting all my money, all my time into this. I'm taking singing lessons, dancing classes. I have a vocal coach. I'm investing my money and time in this. I'm going for the awards. You're going to see me in all the music awards, on the red carpets. And just as hard as I went into the porn business, I'm going to the music business.
I love that. We're here at Exotic in Miami 2022 talking to Veronica Rodriguez. I absolutely love this lady. She is a star in her own right, and I love that you're paving a way in a music industry that you said, you know what, I may not have wanted to do this, but I'm taking this and I'm going to do it. You're taking the time learning your craft. Which one of those things would you say is your favorite? Choreography, the voice lessons? Do you have a favorite? Do you like it all?
You know,
because it takes an artist to do all those things.
I love dancing. I love the choreography, the dancing.
Really?
Class.
I've seen you dance, girl. They twerk that booty.
Yeah, so I know how to twerk, and I didn't know that wasn't part of dancing choreography. They definitely...
That's just for fun.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I thought I could dance. You know, all these years, I'm like, damn, I can dance. No, mommy. Yeah. Until I get
it's not
there,
routine dancing.
Yeah, until choreography is hard and something to memorize. I have to be on my hundreds and memorize. It's all about memorizing shit and... But I like it. I like dancing, breaking it down. I hate singing classes. I never thought I had a voice. I don't think I have an amazing voice, but I'm working on it, and I keep getting better and better. And
you'll get there. You're determined. You have that hunger. You're gonna do that. Who are your music inspirations?
So I really like Tokisha because she's dirty. She's sexual. I'm all about sex. I'm all about my woman empowering. I love Tokisha. I love Cardi B. I look up to her. And many others like Maria Becerra, Shakira is one of my, she's just my, you know, I always love
she's
Shakira.
Your idol.
Since I was 2 years old. And you know, we don't need a nice voice, we just need swag, we need ideas, and be good in the song, you know, be popping. The beat is very important in a song too, the energy that you put into it. It's not all about the voice.
For sure. Who would you, if you had a choice, would be your dream artist to work with and collab with?
You know, I'm going to skip that question because every time I answer that, my boyfriend gets mad at me. Definitely Lil Pump. I'll do 12 more songs with him. No other artists.
Is there any female? Does he get jealous of the females?
No,
I might need to get jealous of the females too.
Definitely not females. I want to work with Cardi B. I want to work with Sweetie. I want to work with Tokisha. And yeah, a lot of Latin, I want to do a lot of Spanish music, reggaeton, R&B. I'm really just putting in work for, I'm not sticking to what kind of music, I'm doing it all.
So what would you say your genre is? Is there not one? You're just kind of just taking it all?
I love doing reggaeton, but I have some sick English songs that are trap R&B, and I'm being fighting the label so they can let me release those songs.
Let them out, let them out.
The label sadly has to pick and choose. What kind of song I put out, so I just go with it. I have to follow rules and instructions. So
awesome, I love that. Well, please let us know where we can find you. We could celebrate you and get your music, download your new single.
Yeah, please. So right now, how you can help me is just downloading or listening to my singles, to my songs in every single music platform. You can find me under V-Rod, that's V space Rod. And I have over 7 singles out and gonna keep putting music every 2-3 months. And I just need your love and support in my music.
That's right. It always takes, you know, a village to make it all happen. So stream her music, support Miss V-Rod. all those things. So we're going to play a shorter version of my favorite game with Art here on the podcast. It's called Truth with Texas. Normally we have a four cards kind of game. Each ace suit is a different type of question, but I'm just going to go down each category and ask you a couple of questions because why not? You're Miss Veronica Rodriguez. We're here at Miami Exotica 2022. We are here on Patreon giving you all this hot, juicy content. So a romantic question. Would you consider yourself a romantic?
I am super romantic. When I tell you
the way you answered that question, I believe you.
And romantic where I will get the candles, the whole setup, I'll dance for you, put up a show. If you're my man, I'm very romantic. And when I don't feel that romanticism back, I'm very needy. I'm like, you got to be this way with me too. I got to feel the love.
So it has to be both sides.
Yeah. If not, then, you know, it'd be a little off.
What is your biggest turn on in a partner?
My biggest turn on, it's, I like money. I like guys that have money, diamonds. Swaggy, making out. I like oral. I guess pussy eating.
Gotta be a good pussy eater.
I'm a good pussy eater. I'm teaching my man how to do it right.
How could you tell us in some short, simple ways for the podcast listeners out there? How could you teach yourself or them out there to eat pussy good? If you taught your man, how do you teach these
so
listeners out here?
So I usually tell him to spread it with his two fingers and go and start in the clit. Because some of them go really hard, like, go crazy. You can go crazy, and a pussy is very delicate. It got their nerves, it got their spots. And I will start with a clit, and then working down. And I don't like it going crazy. I like it very slow, and like, I like circles, and I like a lot of sucking.
I like it. You heard it from her. That's what she likes, and I will have to agree. Those are really great moves. Really good. Lights on or lights off?
Lights on, lights on.
Lingerie or naked?
Naked. I like naked.
Cut or uncut?
Cut.
You're like, damn it, which one is?
Yeah, I mean, I have both. I like cut.
Foreplay or sex? You can only have one or the other.
Foreplay gets me wet.
You're from Miami, so I know what this answer already, or I think I do. Have you ever had sex on a beach?
I have sex in the nude beach.
I was like, from Miami, you have to. I mean, that's a kind of necessity. There's beaches everywhere, and I'm sure some freaky things go on there.
In the beach, in the water, and outside in the sand.
Hey, baby. There would have been some great people on the beach if they were in the water that day. What is an absolute deal breaker for you in relationships?
Deal breaker. You know, in my relationships, I'm very controlling. I'm not going to say jealous, but I'm very bossy and possessive. And a turnoff is a lie. I bring you girls, if you cheat on me and
so
go
someone
do
who's
that,
just not honest with you.
Yeah, if you're not honest, you cheat off me. Like, when I can bring you boss bitches and you want to go behind my back, then it's done. Like,
cut off. That's a good one.
Yeah.
What would you say in your past relationships that you've learned?
You know what? I learned that I've been very fucked up. My past relationships, I fucked up a lot.
That's accountability, though. That's a start.
Yeah, like I admit, I've been disloyal. I've been, because I was focusing on the money, on work. I was a porn star. So, you know, our relationship as a porn star, for us to have a relationship and our personal life is hard, you know? So it was hard for me. I guess I didn't value the person I was with. You met my ex-husband, Big Head. He was an amazing man, and I did all this cheating. I did all this fuck up for money. But, you know, it got me to be a better person in my relationship that I'm on today. And I learned from my mistakes, and I apologize to my ex.
Hey, you're a bigger woman. You know, some people don't even get to that point where they apologize or have a space to do that.
No,
it's because
that's
growth. So, you know, it's a big one.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on to the kinky questions. We're getting a little bit more spicier. Hitachi or dildo?
What is it?
Hitachi or a dildo?
So I will say Hitachi because he can fuck me and I don't have to do the work with my hand.
Dirty talk, yes or no?
Oh, I love dirty talking.
Can
I
you give us an example of your dirty talk?
I want to be like, papi, ven aquí, déjame comértelo, déjame chupártelo, vente mi boca.
It's all your dirty talk in Spanish.
Más of it, yeah.
Most have you ever had partners that don't know what you're saying, but they still like it anyway?
Yeah, they love it. Gringos love me.
Gringos love it. Do you have any fetishes? You've been this big porn star. You've done a lot of things in your career. Is there anything that you have, like, that you say was a fetish?
So my fetish is I'm a squirter, and everybody knows I love squirting.
Squirted in her mouth. Her
motherfucking mouth. I love squirting everywhere. Soaking the whole bed. Doesn't matter if we need to buy another one.
Do you soak your own bed?
No. I do not do that. I definitely don't. My bed is tantopedic. It sits me up. It sits me down. Give me massages. I pay $10,000 for it. Definitely not squirting on my bed. My boyfriend's like, yeah, in the car, anywhere. I don't give a fuck. If I didn't pay for it, it don't matter.
What is the most expensive thing that you've squirted on that you ruined?
My computer, the Bentley, the leather seat and the box seat, the lights in the Bentley, I squirted it and it splashed that shit. Smoke came out.
Smoke came out of it? That's some bomb ass pussy, girl. What you doing up there?
No, I squirt so much that I'll electrocute the whole fucking
thing. You short circuited the Bentley. I don't think I've ever heard that. I love that.
I got screamed at.
But it was worth it.
Yeah, it was fun. For me.
That's all that matters, as long as you're happy.
Right.
Dominant or submissive in the bedroom?
So, you know, I'm very crazy, but I'm submissive to the male and the guy that I'm fucking. If I love him, I'm submissive, I fuck. I'm your little bitch. Literally. Very submissive. And sex-wise.
She said, daddy? What?
I'm like, slap me, choke me. I'm like,
Papi,
spit on me.
Yes.
They look at me weird. They're like, are you sure?
You're like, you're small. I don't want to hurt you. Please blink if you're okay. What's your? Do you have a safe word?
No. No.
Do you not believe in words?
No, I was telling Paul, like, choke me. Spit in my mouth. And he's like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, do it.
Y'all do it right.
Yeah.
Role-playing.
Role-play, no.
You're just straight
to
the point.
I don't role-play. I guess we're just ourselves all the time.
All right. Spicy questions, which these have all been a little spicy. How many partners? Let me rephrase. I'm not trying to get you in trouble, girl. How many porn scenes have you done?
Okay, I've done more than 1,000. In 7 years, 8 years that I was in the business, I did 1,500.
Craziest place you've ever had sex?
I was in a roof hanging. I was hanging on some bars in the roof, and it was raining with my ex-husband years
ago.
Was
it raining, or were you squirting on everybody?
I think it was both. But I guess on the bars that you work out on,
you
the
were,
push-ups.
Okay.
I guess I was.
You were hanging on there for dear life, being like, if you don't fuck me right, I'm gonna be.
I was bouncing, girl, and holding, doing push-ups. It was amazing.
Name something completely off-limits in the bedroom that you're absolutely not willing to try, or if you tried once and you're just not in it.
I try to do a tied-up scene where they tie me up. Like
handcuffs
bondage.
Or blind? Okay, bondage.
Bondage. I couldn't do it. I'm claustrophobic, so I freaked out. Another thing that now that I'm not in porn and that I wasn't allowed to do those kind of scenes, I always wanted to kind of get game bang. Do a scene with many guys.
So that was my next question. Is that's the thing that you haven't done in the business that you would want to do?
I think that's when I watch porn right now, that's what I look
at. That's what you masturbate to.
That's what I masturbate to because it's something that I'm not allowed to do that I never
How many
did.
Guys are in your dream? Fucking you, Miss
Veronica.
I was
like 20, girl. I don't even count 3. I'll say 20 back to back. That's back to back and to back.
Where are those loads going?
In my pussy, in my face. Something that I was never able to do, you know?
It's okay.
What turns me on now.
Gang Bang City over here. I love it. What's the most number of times you've had sex in a day?
8 times.
8? Have you ever had a partner that was too freaky for you?
I think my ex-husband is who taught me how to be freaky. How to record, how to be in porn. I was with him for 8 years, so he will take the camera out.
So he kind of like pushed you into your freakiness or
he
like unlocked it.
He put that idea in my head.
And then he liked it.
And he will put porn while we were fucked. So I learned. I'm like, we will pull you, girl. He was one of your biggest fans, and we'll pull you, and that's how I learned.
Ooh, she learned from Miss Texas, baby.
We will watch your big booty movies. He will love oil and big booties. But I was skinny, I was tiny, so I'll be like, damn, you like big booty? Like, you like this bitch? What? No.
I used to you call me a bitch, Veronica, when you were jerking up to?
Yeah, because I used to be so jealous of you. He will put you, so we'll fuck and watching you. And I'm like, this is what turns you on. And literally, that's how I learned how to twerk. That's how I learned all my porn scenes, watching all your big booty movies.
That's what I like to hear,
Jordan,
baby.
Big booty movies.
That's hilarious. It's funny because I've heard people in the past be like, oh, you've broken up my relationships, and I'm like, all these things. I'm like, but I wasn't even there.
Yeah.
And you were one of those girls at first. And then you met me, and you're like, wait.
No, and you met my husband, and he was always like a fan of yours, and I'll always be like, fuck off. Like, he'll be
watch
like, get the photo with her doing.
I'm like, you're like, I'm fucking her, okay, not you.
Right. He was all about it. We had arguments, but then I got over it. I started, like, learning. And then I got in the business, girl.
I seen your ass is looking very fatter these days, girl.
Girl, so honestly, I got some little injections.
Okay,
but I also been going hard at the gym to keep it plump.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Hey, whatever works for you. I think the best part for me is accountability. If that was works for you and your body, you look sexy as fuck.
I also got my titties on.
You're rocking it.
And I got a few things on, and I'm happy about it. I used to be all natural when I was in porn, but now, you know, it is what it is, and this is what makes me happy. This is my body.
Yes, it is. Is there any performer that you didn't work with that you would like to work with, if you could? In a fantasy, hypothetical.
After I retired, there was a new guy called El Niño Polla. El Niño Polla. He was signed by Brazzers.
Okay.
I forgot his name. El Niño Polla.
I haven't done porn in so many years, girl. I don't even know who's been new for. I don't know. Same. I mean, it's been at least five, so I'm like, any new person, now they've been in for like 7 years and it's somebody else. I'm like, this is why I'm here at the show, to kind of get to know all the new booty of exoticas of the porn world.
Right.
What about girls? Is there any girls?
You know, yeah, I wanted to definitely work with Lexi Bell. I wanted to work with you, mommy. Like, it's been
I never sat on your face. It was a shame.
I even text you. I'm like, let's only fans.
Hey, we never say never. You know, never say never.
But yeah,
never.
That's a dream. You're definitely always where a dream to work with, and never had the opportunity.
But I just
to.
Feel like I would like suffocate you, and I'm like, I like you. Like
I don't
want you to
die. Like,
with my
ass. I
don't
think you could see my face. But that's been my dream. That's what I always wanted to do, especially with you.
I like it. Hey, you know, dreams do come true, Veronica. All right, naughty question. Last set of questions. We're almost finished. You're doing amazing. Loud or quiet when you orgasm?
I'm quiet.
So your squirting does the noise for you.
I'm not like a screamer or like moaning or no. I'm very like, very quiet.
How is that?
And sometimes I be faking it like, oh.
Oral sex, sloppy or clean?
Oral sex.
Sloppy or clean?
Sloppy. I like a sloppy.
Talk about spit.
I like spit. I like to spit. I like to gag on it, and if not, I get my own spit.
Doggy or missionary?
I love doggy, but I can't come and square on missionary.
Ever had sex with someone else while the other person was sleeping?
No, I think I've been the other person sleeping, and then I get waking up getting
like, oh, wait,
and fucked. So I guess that would be me.
I guess that would be me. All right, last question. Have you ever hooked up with a friend's sibling?
A friend's sibling? No, I don't think my friends have cute brothers. Or
you're like, I'd rather hook up with my friends.
I hook up with all my girlfriends for sure. When I'm drunk, I get a little crazy.
Spit or swallow?
You know, right now, everybody want to hear me swallowing, but I swallow so much my past 10 years that I'm a spitter now.
Hey,
I swallow too much.
It is what it is. She swallowed enough, guys. There you have it. I love you so much. Thank you for coming and taking your time.
Hey,
Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas After Dark. We are here on Patreon with the lovely V-Rod. Please let us know to go. Please let us know again your social media so we can follow you and support you.
Yeah, so you can follow me on my Instagram. It's Vero Life. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube, Little Veronica R. And yeah, check out my new music. Please support me on my. It takes 2 minutes for you to hear my songs. I get paid $1 every time you play it. So if you can play it 10 times a day.
Keep playing it.
Play my music.
You heard this sexy queen. Give her what she wants because she deserves it all and that much more. Thank you again, Exotica Miami 2022. We are here and we have lots more to bring to you. I can't wait to give you all that good stuff.
Thank you.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.